Hallelujah! Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah! Oh, your hand clap is not encouraging. Keep clapping. Hallelujah! Put your hands together. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Your testimony is on the way. Hey! Hallelujah! Oh yeah, when you are today, wa sora. No, no, bo unsem. Hallelujah! Please take your seats. Hallelujah! Malachi, chapter 3, verse 18. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked." Between those who serve God and those who do not. Oh, church, put your hands together. Hallelujah. So this is to encourage you that whatever you are doing in church is not in vain. The difference is coming. Tell your friend, the difference is coming. In the name of Jesus. Nti asami amekani osin de mbribi baba nsunsunye baba awuntem na wona wonsum nyame su wontem bo wonseme. Hallelujah. And this morning, the testimonies I'm going to read will tell you how God is promoting people as they get involved in the work of God. Say amen. Amen. So this one says, undeserved promotions, breakthroughs from hidden to the voice of Bishop Sam to do something in church. That is the privilege, isn't it? So he says, thank you, Bishop, for being a father, a counselor, and a pastor over my life. When I returned to Ghana after years abroad, life back home was getting tough. I wanted to run back, but Bishop said to me it wasn't advisable. I listened and obeyed and stayed. So when you are spoken to, what do? Listen, obey, and do what? Stay. Bishop then gave me an opportunity to be a shepherd. Someone say, wow. I accepted and did this job wholeheartedly because I was convinced it was a great opportunity for me to be blessed. Truly, many blessings have come my way as a result of this privilege. Hallelujah. Including meeting my beautiful wife. Oh, church, put your hands together for Jesus. And he says, indeed, he that laboreth, laboreth for himself. I like the scripture. Hallelujah. Bishop once again gave me an opportunity to plant a church and win souls. Since then, someone says, since then, a number of doors have opened to me. I was promoted to a senior manager of my company in just 2 years. Hey, did you hear me? I see God promoting you. In the name of Jesus, he says, it would have ordinarily taken at least 3 to 4 years from manager to become a senior manager, but it took only 2 years. Hallelujah. In fact, some were managers before I joined, but they haven't reached that level yet. Hallelujah. In addition, several mind-blowing favors have come my way. For instance, I was called to assist on a national assignment. Hey! Someone say, hey! I see you being called on a national assignment in the name of Jesus. I have also been sent to facilitate board meetings in Europe and many places, giving me a lot of media attention. I like this testimony. Hey! Hallelujah. And he says, me too. Someone say, me too. What God is going to do, you will ask yourself, me too. Hallelujah. He says, this can only be God. I am so grateful to God and thank Bishop Sam for the privilege to work in church. Oh, church, put your hands together for this powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Inti adansi amikani. Oh, sorry, Daniel Kuponasi. na wanna Bishop Sam no do na one man bibi ma waye oh sorry also two kwan obai obai na brabo no ma yes in kakra na opedo ogwan na bishop catch and me ngwan tina hade na ye ejuma otie bishop na asem obeye shepherd obeye shepherd na nche na obeye church planter onam do yankopon na shran we pon piaman listen yankopon do boy pon am aw awo Jesus name. It's all sorry that you're coming and say, now the bishop has said, that one man, opportunity, my wife, baby, or church. When you are a job, you say, man, hallelujah. Someone say, another testimony. I see you receiving a second testimony in the name of Jesus. This one is sweet. It says, testimony of an unexpected salary increase. Hey, do you remember last week's testimony? Yeah, I see your salary increasing in the name of Jesus. A few weeks ago, a colleague of mine went to my boss. Please pay attention and listen to this testimony. A colleague of mine, Fante, a colleague of mine went to my boss requesting for a raise in his salary. So a colleague of hers went to the boss and said, boss, my ejuma, pada wakotuya na etumukakra. They negotiated and agreed on an amount. But right after that, my boss, in my absence, called the accountant and said, and asked the accountant how much my take home was. Do you understand? So a colleague went to see the boss that he needed an increase in salary. And then when they finished negotiating, the boss called the accountant and asked, how much is this sister taking? The accountant quoted my take home, which was almost equivalent to the new increased salary he had agreed to pay my colleague. As soon as my boss got to know how much my take home was, he told the accountant that no, this staff cannot earn as much as I am earning. Hey! He immediately ordered the accountant to increase my salary to, oh church, put your hands together. Hey! The Lord is pleading your case in the name of Jesus. He immediately ordered the accountant to increase my salary to the glory of God. My salary was increased by over 30%. Are you sitting down? Put your hands together for Jesus. Hey, this is wild, isn't it? She wasn't there. Everything took place in her absence. The Lord is fighting for you in the name of Jesus. And she says, we have a good father. Do you believe it? And a true pastor, Bishop Sam, who takes delight in the prosperity of his children by speaking good things into our lives daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop, for the opportunity to sing in church. Someone says, wow. She didn't say, thank you, Bishop, for the opportunity to sit in my chair. Hallelujah. To sing in church. Your covering and this great privilege of being a chorister have made my life simply beautiful. I see your life being beautiful in the name of Jesus. And she says, I thank God for the great gift of Bishop Sam. Church, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Intadansi, osin de, orida nyankuponasi. No, wawa, na watuna kutim. Hallelujah. In tossing there, a week's be away to Muno, Niankubi, who in the boss, or the boss, my Juma Chekakra, and Pade to Makotum. Boss, and it's okay. How my empin be mature would they? Okay. In tof, onu fi hon or quenum. Now, boss, ne fra accountant, and tossing there. Ne sister ya, them sister, or jahe. Now, boss, ne catch, and a boss, Miss Debbie. Obinka de Debbie, brother, you obey ya, ye negotiate ye. On to monji the same akotuya as sister. Into some more to now kotuema. And I'm also more to sister now kotuem. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Also, the master mean our cordon no new ho. Our cordon no new ho. Into the young coupon assay. No, wa sorrow. The Bia Bishop Sam or a bomb payment. Or the bishop assay. The one man opportunity or your querista. Church, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is to encourage you. What did Malachi 3:18 say? The Malachi 3:18 said that there is coming a time. The difference comes when you serve in the house of God. Take advantage of this privilege to do something in church and you will be blessed. Missing the Malachi 3:18 na mekan no. Osin de nsunsue na baba wa bra ye bibi wa sor. Nta ba sor ye bibi na ye na ye bibi na eguduru ye no nyame obeshro. God bless you.
You've been good to me. You are my God. Oh yeah. I call you my Savior. Jesus, Jesus, you died for me. You shed your blood for me. Terrible sinner, you saved me from hell. I love you, Jesus. Whoa, you're so dear to me. The woman with the alabaster box, I see myself in her. Ooh, 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 ooh. A disgraceful woman moving from house to house and from sin to sin. You know what I mean. So many things that I cannot say, but I know that, Lord, you know all about me. Jesus, you know it all, 'cause you are my God. Oh yeah, I call you my Savior. Jesus, Jesus, you died for me. Shed your blood, oh, for me, a terrible sinner. You saved me from hell. Oh, yes, you saved me. I love you, Jesus. Oh, 'cause you are so dear to me. Imagine how my life would be if I didn't know you. I know so many people who don't know you the way I do. I wonder how they make it living without you, Jesus. You've helped my life so much. And if I have to live again, choose you all over, 'cause you are my God. Oh yeah, I call you my Savior. Jesus, Jesus, you died for me. Oh, you shed your blood. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, a terrible sinner. Oh, oh, you saved me from hell. Oh, yes, you saved me. I love you, Jesus. You're so dear to me. I love you, Jesus, 'cause you are so dear to me.
Man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you, Yahweh, Yahweh. Come and do what only you can. Mighty man of war, we bow down and worship you. Hey. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what would you do? La la, dying, we worship you, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, la 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 la. You are the God, the killer, and also make alive. You are the Lion, yet you are the Lamb of God. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. You are my glory and the lifter of my head. Demons tremble at the mention of your name, Daddy O. God of thunder, you are the God of fire. Come and do what only you can. Sing it again. You are the God of healing and also make alive. Hey! You are the Lion, yet you are the Lamb of God. Hey! Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. Say, you are my glory and the lifter of my hand. Hey, demons tremble at the mention of your name, Daddy Wu. God of thunder, you are the God of fire. Come and do what only. Hey, Lion of Judah, we bow down You are the help to the helpless. My healer. You are my eye deliverer. Come and do what only you can. You are the way maker. You are the mountain mover. You raise the dead and cause the barren to be fruitful. That evil. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what told you. You are the father to the fatherless. You are the mother to the motherless. The husband to the widow. You are the help to the helpless. Yahweh, Yahweh. Come and do what only you can do. You are the way maker. You are the mountain mover. You raise the dead and cause the barren to be fruitful that evil. Yahweh, Yahweh. Come and do what only you can. Mighty man of war, mighty man of war, Lion of Judah. Hey, we bow down and worship you. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Amen.
There are some things only God can do. How many of you have tried to do some things, it never worked? You tried, it never worked. But today, God is here to do what only God can do. That is why you have to put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Wow. The Lord has done great things for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And great things He's doing, and greater things He will do. Hallelujah. So believe God that for wherever you are, you are not going to remain there. You are going to move forward. Your salary will also be increased. The lady had no idea what was happening. But as somebody was negotiating for his or her salary, the Lord caused her to be remembered. May God cause you to be remembered. In the name of Jesus, your application letter that I've been put under, waiting list. It shall be remembered, and it shall come on top in the name of Jesus. You shall be called to come and take a position in the name of Jesus. Nobody can stop what God has done. And nobody can close any door that God has opened. You know, sometimes God can open doors, but Satan will try to close it. Paul said that a great and an effectual door has been opened. But there are many adversaries. So God can open a door, but adversaries can come. Today, every door that God has opened, and adversaries are trying to shut it, we bind them in Jesus' name. And we cause you to literally and practically enter that door in Jesus' name. The angel told Daniel, the first day you prayed, heavens were opened and your answers came. But the prince of Persia, the answer had come, had been given. The job had come. The marriage has come. The beloved has come.
Beloved,
but the prince of Persia, so the Lord sent reinforcement. May God send reinforcement for you in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are holding up any blessing that belongs to you, this afternoon we join forces together and command reinforcement to that place. Whether they are political forces, family forces, managerial forces, whatever forces, we send angels to go and speed up your blessing. It shall practically come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Because I believe many doors have been opened in the last 3 months. Many doors have been opened. Many rooms have been opened. But many are not working in their rooms. But today, you have entered that room in the name of Jesus. When the Lord Omanensaswa,
when God lifts up his hands, everything becomes quiet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are living here, and you are going to walk into your room in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, put your hands together to Jesus, for Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Let's take your seats. Amen. Wonderful. I have a short message from the Lord for you. But it's a beautiful message.
That's why you're saying here, Depa. Men
never bow up here. Oh, bow up here. Where else will you go to apart from here? So I have a short message from God for you. What I've come to see is that over some few weeks or some time, God has been teaching us real prosperity. And how to set yourself up for real prosperity. Prosperity that will last. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's teaching us the way. And this morning's message is part of that thing that the Lord is teaching us. And I've actually seen many people enter into some realms of blessings. You are one of those in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So
amen.
My message is simple, but very important. Wonderful. So this message is short and simple. I've titled it Seven Great Principles of Fruitfulness. Seven great, you know, some of you are expecting me to hear that, how to break the neck of your enemy. This nonsense must stop. Untie the goat and let him go. But this is all part of untying the goats. This is all part of the nonsense stopping. And this is all part of the blessings coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, seven great principles of fruitfulness. And you need to be fruitful in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to be fruitful in life. To be fruitful means producing good results. Beneficial, profitable results. That's fruitful. Fruitful means fruitful investigation. So those who are lawyers, to be fruitful means that your chambers will have fruitful investigations. And when you take up a case, you win. And those of you who are policemen and women, in the CID and BNI, you have fruitful investigations. Hallelujah. Producing an abundant growth. It's also one of the dictionary meanings of fruitfulness. Producing an abundant growth. I see you producing abundant growth in your life in Jesus' name. So we need to be fruitful. Fruitful also means producing results that are profitable or making profits. Wonderful. So, fruitful also means producing after your kind. For instance, this morning, Mabel and Robert have been fruitful. They are produced after their kind. I had a test also from Pastor Naturing. That his wife has delivered. And so he has been fruitful. Produced after his kind. May no one in this church not be fruitful in Jesus' name. I pray that every womb in this church shall produce after its kind in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. So God wants you to be fruitful. And every Christian must be fruitful. This is what will set you on that journey for your powerful and great breakthrough. So the first principle, which is general for everybody, this principle for everybody, even after you've been born again, and you have been a Christian for some time, you must press on to fruitfulness by being planted in Christ. After you are born again and have been a Christian for some time, you must press on to fruitfulness. Which means it's not easy to be fruitful. You must press on to fruitfulness by being planted in Christ. John 15:5. If you have your Bibles, open to your Bibles or your tablets. John 15:5 says that I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. The same. Everybody say the same. The same. The same bringeth forth much fruit. So if you are planted in him, if you are in him, the same will bring forth fruit. For without me, without me, you can do nothing without God. So you must press to be planted in God. You must press to be in the Lord. So that you'll be fruitful. Say, without me, without me, you can do nothing. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Paul says that I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. We can air condition this church. Through Christ. So one day you come and you see that the whole place is air conditioned. Why not? We can do all things. We can do all things, including this one. Through Christ. But we need to force. But you need to plant yourself in God if you want to be fruitful. Look at someone again to see that you need to plant yourself in the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This shows that if you want to plant yourself in the Lord, you don't have to do these things. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law that he meditate day and night. And see, he shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree. Planted. 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 By the rivers of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in season. So if you are planted in God, if a tree can be planted by the rivers of waters and can bear fruit in its season, how much more when a Christian is planted by the rivers of the Holy Spirit? Every fruit will come forth in your life. Even if it tarries, it will still come. In the name of Jesus. So seek and force to plant yourself in Christ. In church. Planting yourself in Christ and in church. Remember, I spoke about devoted and committed members. And permanent members. They are all part of planting yourself in the Lord. Bible said that, and his leaves shall never wither.
Bible said, have an wo.
You know, sometimes you can plant yourself temporarily in a place. So you see leaves. You see fruits. But they are not forever. They come and they go. But if you are really planted, and to be planted, you need to take your time. Take your time and plant yourself. You see, because like the song says, Insuritwa minsuro. You see, if you don't plant yourself well, look, let me tell you something. This journey is not an easy journey. The storms will come. The wind will blow. Tsunamis will come. Earthquakes will come. Hurricanes will come. But you need to be able to stand firm. And what will make you stand firm is when you are planted in the Lord. So you see that in the midst of rain, or in the midst of tsunami, in the midst of the storm, you'll still be smiling. One day somebody saw a picture of mine, and I was smiling. And the person knew what something that had happened. So he sent a test.
It was or the test, man.
And they said, "Hey, you, have you solved this problem? The problem." So and you are smiling like that.
I was stressed.
And I told him, "No, I haven't solved it. But I'm smiling in the midst of the storm." May you be able to smile in the midst of the storm. The storm is wild. Just as the storm came against the disciples when they were crossing to the other side. But Jesus was snoring. Can you afford to snore in the midst of the storm? Jesus in the boat, you can snore. He was snoring because he knew God. He knew he had teamed himself in God. See, so nothing was going to happen to him without God permitting. So plant yourself in God and you become fruitful. You know, many churches and many Christians are not fruitful. And the church has become fruitless. This church must be a fruitful church. That means that, you see, God has not brought us here to come and sing and dance and jump and have lights around and dress and no. God has planted here in this community to be fruitful. How would we know we are being fruitful? The testimonies are good. New cars are good. Salary increases are good. Everything is good. But the most important is that the souls must increase. That's the most important. The whole place must be full so that even chairs will be all over the place. And we're making tent outside. That is the kind of fruitfulness God is talking about. As for the cars, as for the marriages, as for the weddings, even the weddings now, we have even air conditioned the wedding chapel.
Yeah, wedding chapel, okay, the air condition at all.
They air conditioning for new believers. So if you want, you can have. Why not? They can't lock it and take the key away. So why not? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going to be fruitful. And we need to know that fruitfulness is something God expects of us. And as for God, when he's looking for fruits, he looks for souls. Yeah. Remember one day, Jesus was walking somewhere, he needed fruit from the fig tree. And he sent for them to go for fruit from the fig tree. But there was no fruit. Hey! There was no fruit. And what God said about that thing, it makes me to see that for a Christian, you can make a demand on God that always should be fruitful. Because the Bible said that Jesus was angry that there was no fruit. And yet, the same Bible said it was not the season for the fruit to come. Which means that God is not expecting, God is not dealing with you with any seasons. You should always, if you want it, you should get it. Your season is God. And he changed not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants you to be fruitful. When you become born again, as you are a Christian, if you want to be fruitful, stop asking God, Lord, what would you do for me? Many of us, as we are coming to church, we're asking today, what will God do for me? But you need to ask yourself, what can I do for God? What can I do for God? If you have that mind, you will always be fruitful. And you are fruitful, God will bless you. Even you will be blessed in the fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Listen to Paul. Paul was born again. He wasn't born again for long. And he started becoming fruitful. Which means that you have been born, you have been, your case is very bad. You have been born again for 1 year. 2 years. 3 years. You've been in this church since December last year. Yet no fruit. To show. No fruit that you can't point to anybody and say, this is my fruit. No. It's not right. It means you are not being fruitful. Ask your friend, are you being fruitful? Is there any fruit you can point to in this church?
It says,
see, this is my fruit. Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse 10. Following. And there was a certain disciples at Damascus.
Damascus.
Named Ananias.
I have friend Ananias.
And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias.
Ananias.
And he said, behold, I am here. And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul. For he is praying there. And he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming to him and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to the saints at Jerusalem.
And
even now he has authority from the chief priest to come and kill us. God told Ananias that I want to use Paul. Paul is praying that he will receive his sight.
Paul, but
Ananias said, no, Paul, God, you don't know this guy. You don't know this guy. You see, some of you have been born again for some time. People still don't believe you are born again. But don't worry. Even for the disciples, the Paul disciples themselves, they didn't believe that he was born again. But God believed that he was born again. Said, go and pray for him. So eventually Ananias went. God said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name for the Gentiles. Before the Gentiles. Many of you are chosen vessels unto God. But you have become fruitless. God chose you to be fruitful. But you have become fruitless. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house. And putting his hand on him said, Brother Saul. The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Some of you eat by heart. Someone says you must eat for strength and not for pleasure.
Is it in the Bible?
Eat for strength. Everything you eat. You say you want to lose weight. Everything you are eating. Yeah? He ate for strength and not for pleasure. Pleasurable eating can give you certain things you don't want to hear. And the Bible says, now we have gone into eating. And the Bible says, then was Saul certain days to the disciples which were at Damascus. And straight away, everybody straight away. Straightway. He preached Christ in the synagogues. He is the Son of God. He preached Christ in the synagogue. That he is the Son of God. He preached Christ in the synagogue. That he is the Son of God. The one who was persecuting them. That they were preaching a lie. After he got born again. Just after some few days. He went into the synagogue. He went everywhere. He went to tell them. That Jesus is the Son of God. Witnessing is just telling people that Jesus is the Son of God. That is witnessing. That is being fruitful. Have you told anybody for the last 3 years that Jesus is the Son of God? So straight away, Paul started being fruitful.
Paul, Osunaba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So beloved, you have been in church for years.
Instead of what, sorry, much.
But we are not seeing any fruit. I want to encourage you.
Say mention on crying.
To be fruitful.
Say Osunaba.
Because being fruitful,
Osunaba,
you will get to know that it will affect so many other areas of your life. When God saw the tree and the tree was not fruitful, He cursed the tree. So what would have happened if the tree was fruitful? He would have blessed the tree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be fruitful, and God will bless you. After you are born again and been a Christian for some time, plant yourself in the Lord and be fruitful. Self in the Lord and you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is a principle you should never forget. Another principle. Principle number two. After you are born again and you have been a Christian for some time, you must be fruitful because the Holy Spirit is poured out on you. The Holy Spirit is poured out on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has come on you. And whenever the Holy Spirit comes into your life, fruitfulness is the next thing we see. You can never receive the Holy Spirit and not be fruitful. Hello?
Hi.
You can never receive the Holy Spirit and not be fruitful. Isaiah chapter
32:13.
Isaiah 32:13-15. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and what? Briars. Yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Next verse. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left. The fort and the tower shall be for dance forever. A joy of wild asses. A pasture of flocks. The next verse. Look at the description. About until. Until. Do you get it? So he's saying that until this time there will be thorns and briars. There will be what? Upon the joyous city. And then the palaces shall be forsaken. What does it mean for the palaces to be forsaken? It means the house is empty. The job is empty. Your life is empty. Nothing is working. Empty petrol tank.
Hey.
And the Bible says, and the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. When a field is a forest, do you know what it means? All manner of animals will be there.
So, baby, a choir.
And some of you, your marriages have become a forest.
You will be a warrior, a choir.
A fruitful field has become a forest.
Baby,
there are snakes in them. Where do you find a forest? Snakes.
That's right. Exactly.
You find snakes in the forest.
Yeah.
You find lizards in the forest.
Yeah, there.
All manner of lions in the forest. Yeah. Monkeys in the forest. Meanwhile, that is not what it's supposed to be, a nice, fruitful field. But it has become a forest. And the Bible says that until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field. And the wilderness be a fruitful field. And a fruitful field be counted for a forest.
That's right.
So it means that until the Holy Spirit is come on you,
yes,
you are going to have an empty life. Yes. And also it means the Holy Spirit is poured on you, yes, to be fruitful.
Yes.
So the evidence of the Spirit in your life is fruitfulness.
Yes.
Honestly, I may say something that may even confuse you, but I shouldn't be confused. The evidence of Holy Spirit on your life is not holiness.
It's not,
Jesus has already made you righteous when you got born again. For we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit has come to make you fruitful. So the evidence of the Spirit upon you is fruitfulness. The evidence that the Spirit of God is in a church is fruitfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And fruitfulness of the Spirit is not seen in anything but in your actions. It's evidence in your actions.
Hallelujah.
It is evident in the things that you see. If you say the Spirit of God is on you, the things you produce is what will show. Is that evidence? Physical evidence that the Spirit is upon you. And if you want God to pour more of the Spirit on you, then it means that you should be more fruitful. Then you attract more Spirit. Acts 1:8. It says, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the
earth.
The reason why the Spirit is poured upon you is so that you'll be fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know spirits are powerful? When the Spirit is upon you, it can cause you to do something. And many times, the Spirit behind things is what make people do things. That's why you know there are certain kind of songs, types of songs. When you listen to those songs, you end up doing certain things. If you keep on listening to cool music, sexy music, every night you are put on sexy music or cool songs in your room and you sleep with it.
And now did that.
It will not be long. The Spirit will fall upon you. It will not be long. The Spirit will come on you. And then we shall see the evidence of the Spirit that you are anointed of. The Spirit that anoints you. We shall see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so spirits are very powerful. That's why you need to plant yourself in God. For him to pour his Spirit on you. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Colon. That in itself is a statement. It is true. You get it? Everybody who gets the Holy Spirit gets power. But you must decide what to do with the power. Because there is a reason the power is given to you. You can use it for other things. You can only use it to do prophecies and all those things. It works. It's part of the powers of the Spirit. But you see, God continues to tell us the most important reason why the Spirit is given to you. I hope you understand what I'm saying. You shall receive power that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So that power is there. I can decide to use the power only to cast out devils. Yes. And they say the power of the Holy Spirit. I can decide to use the power to do only prophecies, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not the Holy, it is the Holy Spirit. But you see, he tells us what is important to him when that power comes.
Says,
you shall be witnesses unto me. In other words, what will make God happy? What will make God love you? Is when you use the power to become fruitful. And that fruitfulness is when you use it to do witnessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which is not very attractive. Which is not very attractive. Sometimes, see, power display in certain areas makes you very attractive. People like you. But you don't let people like you. Seek to make God like you. Seek to make God like you. As for people, who they will like you. People you know are not people. So don't just let people like you. People are like voters. They can vote you today, they can vote you out. So people are not people. Seek to let God like you.
Amen.
And he says, power has come. But if I have my way, I will tell you that use this power to do witnessing. Use this power for healing Jesus campaign. Use this power to talk to your friends about Jesus. Use this power to let the people in your area come to the Lord. And when you do that, in the eyes of the Lord, you are becoming fruitful. And when you are fruitful, you attract more blessings. As we get to know you, one of the principles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Spirit of God is poured on you to be fruitful. Until the Spirit be poured out on us. Dear friend, your fruitfulness is seen by God. Your fruits are known by God. I just went somewhere, just this week, I went somewhere and I arrived at the airport.
Now what you mean, baby, I'm call airport.
On when? Thursday morning.
Thursday.
And then this planes can go anywhere, so you don't think, can go to Takoradi, can go to Kumasi, can go to Senegal, can go to anywhere, everywhere. So I went somewhere and I came and at the airport.
It's not my airport.
I saw this old man with his collar.
So
when I got there, I'd met an old friend. We used to be in the same church in Takoradi, so, and then we're talking. Then we met Bishop Ogwe and his wife. They also come in, and we started talking because we're in the same church in Takoradi. As we were talking, then this old man, I don't know whether it's old man, but this man with his collar, and the colors were, and the shirt was a colorful, like this your GTP type of. They say, but they put a collar on top of it. I don't know how they do it, so it was very nice. Gray. And when he saw me, he said, are you Bishop Sam?
I said, we are Bishop Sam.
Then I kept quiet. I said,
me come on,
yes.
I said, aye.
And he said, my Lord, my Lord. Oh.
Wow. I said, Mira.
Everybody was talking. I was so embarrassed. My Lord. And I said, why? Do you know what he told me?
What do you mean, catch me?
This man,
sir, papi,
with his collar.
Oh, Bokola.
I will even tell you what he was coming to do in Accra, but this one with the scholar, you know what he told me? He said that you taught me at the New Believer School.
I said, oh, share me at the New Believer School.
Hey! You taught me at the New
I taught you at the New Believer School. I said, me share at the New Believer School.
So Bishop Ogo just went and says, I told you.
I
told you. You are not a small boy. I said, hey. Because when I saw them, I said, hey, which big man is this? Which man of God is this? I was admiring him. So, wow. No, that I said, taught him
me
at the New Believer School.
Oh, New Believer School.
Tell him, when we go to heaven, he's going to. And that's exactly what Bishop Ogo said. I said, heaven will be wild, though.
Bishop Ogo said, heaven will be wild, man.
I said, wow. Then when we went out, I saw some big men come to meet him. And he said, look. And he said, this man is the president of the whole of Full Gospel Ghana. And I'm going to preach for the Full Gospel, a program in La Palma or something. I said, I taught this man in New Believer School. He is going to preach to all these people. I was so excited. You see, some of somebody came to give his life to God. We gave the person to us as a guardian. You don't, up to today, you don't even know who that child, the child has become a bastard. Because we made the mistake of giving the child to you.
Mistakes here, didn't panache on.
But one day, those who are faithful with your children. Recently, where is she? Kafui. Where is Kafui? Kafui, yes, she came to see me. Where's Kafui? Kafui, where's Kafui's where is it? The name again. Edmond. She came to see me. Said, Bishop, meet my spiritual son. I said, wow. I said, how did he become your spiritual son? He said, I came to receive him here. I came to see as a guardian. And today, he works with my protocol team.
Wow.
Yes. Is it? You, where is your spiritual son? You will not even go out to bring the fruit, or somebody has gone to bring the fruit. Now, just take care. Like the Bible says, good Samaritan took him to an inn and said, take care of it till I come. That one too, you can't do it. Hey. Have you seen that the message is coming to you? When I started, you thought you were not part of it. The message is coming to you. Just a parent. And the man was following, my Lord. When I was coming, somebody was calling me. He took my number. Somebody was calling me again. I said, where is this? Oh, I saw you. I was waving. I think when they picked him and I was going, he saw me again in another car. He said, well, just say, hey, how did I even see you? He's so excited. He said, he has a big church in Kumasi now. I said, wow. Fruits. I'm a shareholder. I'm a shareholder in some fruit. Are you a shareholder in all the souls and the churches and all the work he's doing? I'm a shareholder. So when you see me, some blessings coming, don't think that I got born again yesterday. I've invested in so many shares. You have no idea. And still.
Hey.
So the power is to make you fruitful. The anointing is to make you fruitful. But since you got born again, you have never been fruitful. The only fruit you can show is a child born out of wedlock. You don't understand what I said. Say, yeah. On the contrary, I interpret.
Hey!
I said the only fruit is that you have abadoma. A child born out of wedlock since you became a born again Christian. Hey! But you must be fruitful. Amen. Why are you quiet?
Mercy.
Hey! You must be fruitful.
Amen.
Okay, let me tell the next principle and we can close.
Let us meet, sir.
Today, if you close early, it is only for you to go and be fruitful. Amen. Next 2 weeks, we want to start evangelism in our Jerusalem again. You know, God says that first in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place around you.
Jerusalem,
and the people around us, all the areas around us, we should make them know Christ because we are here. Our being here must change the spiritual atmosphere. We are not just here to build a church, a night church, and come and go and drive our cars. No. If that is what you thought, then you have made a mistake. We are just settling. And after we settle, then we shall launch into the deep. No house within a certain radius should never be without a believer. There shouldn't be any place that they will say that nobody has come here from your church to witness to us. So from next, not this coming Friday, from next week Friday, we start our evangelism.
Next week Friday,
we start. We'll move from here, we'll do medical outreach.
We'll do this
in the morning. In the evening, we'll do evangelism. We move to Tabora. We move to all the Jerusalem around us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when that time comes, you should also come. Pastor Michael did this, but his ears are bigger than mine, so he's making me. After you are born again, and you have been a Christian for some time, you must be fruitful because that is why God is protecting you. You see, God is protecting you because you are fruitful. David, God is protecting you only because you are fruitful. As soon as you stop bearing fruit, you easily lose the protection of God. Yeah. God too, he wants fruits. And he loves those who bear fruit, so he will protect them. So I read Isaiah 5:1-7. And then he said, now Will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard? Wow. Now will I sing a song to my well-beloved? A song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard, a very fruitful hill. Many of you are thinking what the vineyard is, but it's up to you. A very fruitful hill. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that now will I sing to my well-beloved a song. A song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. Verse 2. And he says, and he fenced it. And he fenced it. And gathered out the stones thereof. And planted it with the choicest vine. And built a tower in the midst of it. And also made a wine press therein. And he looked at it. He looked that it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes.
Oh.
You have sung a song to your beloved.
What to the dead?
You have built a fence around your beloved. You have gathered the stones out of it. You have built a tower, made it nice. All so that it will bring forth fruit. Only for him. Saturday evening. To go out as a Basente leader. To be watching a match. Hey. Only for him.
Oh, no, dear.
As a fox leader.
So you're a fox leader.
Instead of going to look for the sheep.
So we can go share.
Doing other things on his or her phone. Hey. But the last thing he would do is to look for the sheep.
Hey.
He said he looked at it and it brought forth grapes. And brought forth wild grapes. Wild grapes. Let's go to the next verse. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. Judge. You judge. After I've done all this, and I'm expecting fruits, and he's bringing wild grapes. Now you judge for yourself. The next one, he says, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Protection I protect. Job I give. Money I give. Song I sing. See, I sang a song to my wife. How many, some of you women, how many times do you have a man sing to you? Even your wedding night, he didn't sing for you. They say, child. Your resident singing to you. Who do I love you? You are nice, you are beautiful. Child. How? He said, what at all? What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked at it, should bring forth fruit, brought forth wild grapes. And ask yourself, what more should God do for you? God has taught you mood changing, beautiful atmosphere. He has told you that when you come back, you'll be happy. When you win souls, he will turn to your direction. He has said all those things. And still, what more should God tell you? Hey, Francis, judge. What more should God tell you? All the messages about what makes God happy. He said, when the prodigal son came, God was so happy. He took a ring and put on his finger. And then we did what? Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing atmosphere. Did you all say it? You said all those things. Then when you went, you produce wild grapes. When they ask you to account for your forks, you produce wild grapes.
So forks for him.
Absent, absent. Wild grapes means that present one. Absent four.
Merci.
And then you are giving reasons.
You see,
some of you, when you write the absent, you are giving reasons. What all that it shows that you have not read Anakazo's story. That's all that it means. You are not read. The Anakazo's story, the Bible said the man, he didn't take the excuse.
Anakazo has
said, the Anakazo man,
excusing
he doesn't take excuses. He said, by all means, let the person come. And some of you have not even done anything. You are giving an excuse that the person says that he doesn't have clothes to wear. To come
oh,
to
my
church.
Excuse. Anybody say, Unia Tari or Beshe?
If you don't have clothes, buy some for him.
Unia Tari or Mani Binche?
Buy some for him.
To be money, she.
Otherwise, take your time and tell him that, look, you too, you have only one that you bring to church.
And I also catch and say, Miss Muatari,
and nobody inspects what you bring to church.
I'm a pastor, so be an inspection, say, Atari Ben Aoshe.
All those things are excuses. See, excuses are always some way.
Excuse, yeah, yeah.
You know the Anakazo story. He said, I have married. I bought a new land. I need to go and look at it. How can you buy a land before you go and look at it? I'm sure you were dealing with different cheese, but not the ones in Ghana. How can you buy a land?
And
I bought the land in the night.
And then I just met to assassin.
That's even what we are talking about. But you see, after all this, you are giving excuses. Present one, absent five. Wild grapes. One.
I think before we bring amber.
Wild grapes.
Ababoni.
That is what it means.
Enna, sanity.
Your bus center used to be full.
Now bus center, a tire map.
Now it has become quarter.
See, quarter.
Wild grapes.
Yeah, ababoni.
What at all? What more could be done?
Then amenya.
And now go to. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof. You see, fruitlessness will take the protection of God from your life. I will take away the hedge thereof. And it shall be eaten up. See, certain things that are happening, prayers cannot change it too.
It's that
someone who has not paid his tithe and he has come to you that when he sleeps, he hears voices and you are going to pray for the voices to stop. Meanwhile, it's as a result of the tithe he's not praying.
So he said,
I'm buying all these voices in the name of Jesus. You are actually binding God. So some things, if God has taken, see, I will take the hedge thereof. That's
the
something when people come for you for prayers, you have to ask them certain questions. You have to ask them, do you pay your tithe? Are you a serious Christian? Are you in the ministry? All will determine the prayer you can pray, because you may come to me to pray for God to heal you of your tumor. But I may pray for you that, Father, may he become fruitful in the name of Jesus. Because for all you know, the hedge has been taken away. So he said, I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. Hey, Charlie, how many of you want your wall to be trodden down? And I will lay it waste. And it shall not be pruned, nor
dead.
But they shall come out again. This word, briars. If you are an ascent, you will not be happy at all. And thorns. And I also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. Francis, are you seeing? It's serious. It's serious. You must be scared. I said said that. Yeah, I will lay it ways that they shall not be pruned nor thick. But there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the cloud that they rain no rain upon it. Meanwhile, you need rain on your life. Rain on your business. And yet, God has caused that there should not be any rain. Wow. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. That means that you now want righteousness, but you are crying. Because God has taken away the protection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So fruitlessness is very, very important. It's very, very some way. And to be fruitful is very important. And church,
now sorry,
as I said, we have set ourselves on a course as a church to do well, to be fruitful. And we want every member of this church to experience the blessings of the Lord. How many of you want to experience God's blessings? That is why you must want to be fruitful. To be fruitful means that try and do something that will result in a soul. Everything you are doing must result in a soul being established. Or a soul being won for Christ. And you have been born again for far too long. And yet no fruit to show. How many of you are going to change from today? It's not going to be easy, but you have to fight for it. Fight for your Fox members. Fight for the sheep that are given to you when you come here. Fight for your spiritual sheep. And even some of you, you know, sometimes we call people, we have a course that we call people and said, oh, I want to come to church. But since my Basenta leader came for me that day, he had never come for me again.
So
that's something I've been hearing regularly as the call centers are calling people. They are saying that, well, we want to come to church. We live at Mataheko. We live at here. We live here. But since they brought the bus to come and pick us, they've never come again. So I don't know where they are. So why did you go and bring the person? You see, it shows a bus center leader who is becoming a wild grape.
A bus center leader, Nankasasono, or Swaba Bonning.
He's become a wild grape.
Or Swaba Bonning.
So, to be fruitful means that you have been fruitful. Hallelujah.
So, Swaba Bonning,
you are adding up.
Would it be a
so, bus center leaders, you must go back to all the people you have brought and visit, because they want to come. They enjoy when they came. And they are waiting for you to come back for them.
But you are not
going for them. Amen.
Amen.
Let us be fruitful and God will bless us. God will protect us. He will build his hedge around us. So that we become even more fruitful. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Powerful. Father, we thank you for this word that we've heard.
Yes,
we pray. We pray. That we shall seek to establish and plant ourselves more and more in Christ and in church so that we become fruitful in everything that we do in the name of Jesus. That we shall be fruitful in souls and point to souls that we are brought up in the Lord as our spiritual children in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
This is a very, very powerful time. You came to church, and as I preached, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. You know, born again means that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. So you want to be born again.
Yes.
among those who want to be born again are those also who are coming for the first time but want still want to be born again. You are also welcome to come. And if you also brought anybody to church, I want you to go and bring the person to receive Jesus. So those of you want to give your life to Jesus, or you came on your own but you want to give your life to Jesus, or this is your first time of coming, or you brought somebody to church, go hold the person's hand and bring the person. So this is your first time of coming also, I want you to come to the front. So God bless you. Bring your souls to the front. In your first time of coming, or you brought somebody to church today,
and you'll be buying,
or you want to give your life to Jesus yourself, just come. Put your hands together for them. This is the fruitful part of the service. God bless all of you for coming. We are happy you came. 12 people from New Town Crusade. How many of you got born again at the New Town Crusade and you are here? Give me a wave. And right, about New Town Crusade. Who do you want my Yesu? Mansaso me here. Mansaso, give me a wave. Some are seated. Okay. So God bless you. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
I said, dear Lord Jesus.
Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
From my heart.
From my heart.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
My personal Savior.
I believe.
I believe.
That you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
And you came to die.
And you came to die.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Today.
Today.
I know.
I know.
That all my sins.
That all my sins.
Say it. All my sins.
All my sins.
Have been forgiven.
Have been forgiven.
And you have washed me.
And you have washed me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
As I say.
As I say.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Pachomunka ewo twi mundi me kase rade Yesu. Medawase. Sewa jeme. Enewie. Mede makuma mawo. Bibie manu. Epe mu kase. Yesu eyo rua. Mesrao fa me boni nyina cheme. Na chiro mi din. Ewo nkwa humani. Medawase. Sewa jeme. I am a body for from. Ewo Yesu din. Amen.
Amen.